I would contest that a focus purely on the US is a effective understanding of the problem on right-wing extremism, because the US is fertilized by the EU situation, and the EU situation is fertilized by the US situation. So I wouldn't want to separate those two, because there is money flows from European networks to Americans and back, and there is meeting of Americans with Europeans on European soil and vice versa.
Looking at January 6th, what did we learn from that? And the anniversary of January 6th is coming very, very soon. Do you see or hear anything that we should know about?
Look, I mean, what have we learned? What we learned is that significant organization. I mean, first of all, we learned that this was not a spontaneous expression of anger, however extremist, right? It was very much pre-planned. It was organized. Major parts of the people who entered the Capitol on that day came to Washington, D.C. in order to do exactly that. It was far more organized than it met the eye at the time. Secondly, we also learned that the social media platforms, including on the financing side, were a 100% permissible environment in order to plan this and in order to finance. There is a reason why the Proud Boys did fundraising drives before January 6th, right? That this was accelerated by the political climate that may, you know, also have played a role, but these guys have planned this. And they took advantage of the political environment at that time, but they're no less violent now that the political climate may be slightly more different. It definitely showed you a very scary amount of organization and a quite worrying overlap between individuals who get professional training, military or security forces, and the individuals who were on the steps of the Capitol and inside the Capitol. That, I think, has to be taken seriously. Now, the Biden administration did release its strategy on countering violent extremism, domestic terrorism, shortly after it came into power. And it has these four pillars, which I think is a good approach here. But here, you need to take into account that, A, you need to be better at monitoring. Things that exist today in the online sphere or groups that exist may be called completely different in a couple of months. In 2019 or the beginning of 2020, no one took QAnon that seriously. Now it is a major ideological force, not just in America, but also in Europe, in particular, also in Germany for some weird reason. Right? So things can develop very, 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 very quickly. Secondly, we, as Americans, there is a wonderful sanctions instrument that you have. It's called the Foreign Terrorist Organizations. If you are going beyond what has been done, not just the Russian imperial movement, but also clear transnational structures that may have as an idea originated in the United States, but now have their main operational bases outside the United States under the same heading, foreign terrorist organization, such as the Turmwaffen Division, the Feuerkriegs Division, and others, Hammerskins Network, Blood and Honor, right? Then I think you can already do a lot, because you're opening up the entire counterterrorism architecture that we so tediously built over the last 20 years to also bring that to bear. In addition to looking at what administrative instruments you already have to disrupt financing of these extremist groups by making sure they actually pay their taxes, for example, or travel restrictions on individuals. You have no fly list for just about any reason in America. Why not use it for this one as well?
One thing I have heard actually from several former federal law enforcement sources is that there are a lot of federal law enforcement people who actually agree with what it is that some of these groups are doing.
I mean, for the US, I wouldn't be able to tell you in greater detail. For Europe, absolutely. We do have a issue for the last 2 years with the German security forces, the German military, German police forces, where chat groups, sharing of imagery has popped up. And you saw, it makes sense. If you are a extreme left-wing guy, you're not really very likely to join the military or the security forces. So you're dealing already with a far more conservative recruitment pool than with other ideologies. So, it makes sense that there's also a few that are involved there. But let me just get back to the freedom of speech issue. The First Amendment, as far as I understand, does not cover violence. So really what is required is a simple conceptual shift. Violence is the same as other violence. So if I have the same behavior and the same violence perpetrated by someone with a right-wing extremist or REM-V motivation, it should be classified in the very same way than if I have the same violence be perpetrated by someone with a extremist Islamist terrorist persuasion. It's the same act. All I'm saying is look at it the same way. If we get used again to the idea, as we did in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, in Europe at least, that terrorists look exactly like us. We had the Red Army faction, left-wing terrorism in Germany. We had the IRA in Northern Ireland. We had ETA in Spain. We had the anarchists in Italy. They did not look different from us. And everyone understood during that time that that's what terrorism is. If we make that conception shift, that terrorism can be this and that, then I think this First Amendment issue is much less of a problem. Of course, you're free to say whatever you want to say, but you're not free to kill whoever you want to kill or harm whoever you want to harm. And that's where the cutoff point is between having a free, having your rights protected under the First Amendment and, you know, crossing the line into criminality, i.e. terrorism. And that's where these groups that I just mentioned absolutely have crossed that line. Verifiably have crossed that line into violence. So why is there an issue of dealing with them in a similar way that we dealt with Al-Qaeda or ISIL a couple of years ago?
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director of the Counter-Extremism Project. More at WTOP.com. Search National Security. J.J. Green, WTOP News.